Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God, through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this worship in the Lord Wednesday. I worship my Father because He's amazing. I worship Him because He gives me strength. I worship Him because He's continued to show me different things of walking in purpose. And I worship Him because He's a spirit, and we're supposed to worship Him in spirit and truth, and not just worship Him because He's given me the understanding of that. He's given me the clarity, the knowledge, the wisdom of it, hallelujah, the truth of it, hallelujah. So that's why I worship my Father. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that doesn't, the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over, Lord God. Continue to strengthen and guide us, Father God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. We long for more of you and less of us, Father God. We long to work more in your will, Father God. Give us the strategies we need to walk out in purpose that you called us to be, Father God. Allow us to be who you called us to be the original person that you called us to be, Father God, but to have favor and victory in everything that we do, Father God. Your words say everything that we do shall prosper, Father God. Shall we God be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, hallelujah. Our leaves never wither. We shall bear fruit in this season, and everything we do shall prosper, Father God. So allow the things to prosper in our lives, Father God. Allow us to understand the prosperity of what you're doing in our life, but allow us to stay humble and always give you thanks and honor, Father God. Allow us to always humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, so in due time you would exalt us, Father God, because it's a due time for everything, and we love you and we desire your will to be manifested in our life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today's title is called Established Power. I'm just so thankful for all that my Father's revealing to me, the different things that He's showing me, the different essence of Him, hallelujah, and how we go deep inside of Him, hallelujah, and that we just continue to seek and know that He's always there, that He will never leave us nor forsake us. See, when you get that in your mind, that He will never leave you nor forsake you, know that He's there. Know, can't nobody tell me that He ain't there. Can't nobody tell me He would never leave me nor forsake me. So that's why I embrace all the journeys that I go through, all the tears, all the trials and tribulations, all the things that, He put in front of me to do, to step out, to show me the power that's within me, the strength that's within me, the creativity that's within me, and I'm just so thankful. Hallelujah. Today we're coming out of Deuteronomy, and we're going to be in Deuteronomy 8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's saying Deuteronomy 8, it's starting at verse 1, it say, all the commandments which I commanded you this day shall you observe to do, and you may live and multiply and go into a and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your father. Now He said, this is what you're going to go into, the land, and you're going to multiply. Hallelujah. When He first created heaven and earth, and He was laying everything down, He was telling us to be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah. So when we be fruitful and multiply, He was confirming with the children of Israel. Hallelujah. These were the ones that He delivered out. He said, I'm telling you the same thing that I said to your fathers. Hallelujah. And you shall remember all the ways which the Lord your God led you there 40 years in the wilderness. Now He was letting them know that you should remember. One thing we do a lot, we try to forget what happened, but we have to hold on to what God has revealed to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're supposed to remember the things in the wilderness. When we remember the things in the wilderness, we remember the faith that He has given us, the things that He has let us overcome, the strategic moves that He has shown us. Hallelujah. How He showed us that we will prosper in everything that He said that we are called to do, all the things that He revealed to us. He shows us the purpose. He shows us the meaning of what He is doing in our life. Hallelujah. So say He will lead you these. He led you these 40 years. So He's saying what He led you to. And what really jumped out to me is say, and you shall remember all the ways which the Lord your God led you these 40 years. When Jesus was after he fasted for 40 days, it said the Spirit led him. The Spirit led Jesus after 40 days of fasting into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy, by the devil. But it says that when God led them the 40 years in the wilderness, hallelujah. And one scripture my Father been giving me since I walked out and stepped out on faith and went from another city to another city, he put in me Isaiah 49:13 and say, behold, I would 19, it say, behold, I would do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Shall it not spring forth? I will make a way in the wilderness and ways in the river and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he was letting us know that he make ways in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He said to humble you. And he said he led you these 40 years in the wilderness by to humble you and to prove you and to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So all these situations that you're going through and all the things that you're going through these 40 years in the wilderness where you feel like people ain't seeing you. And if you, one thing we need to understand, the children of Israel, when they finally went with Joseph, all the children that was raised up, that we talked about this last week when God told them to circumcise, he told them to circumcise all of them because these was all new ones. Their parents and them died in the wilderness. He did not let them come into the promised land until everyone that was disobedient to him died. And he said circumcise them because they was never circumcised in the wilderness. Hallelujah. See, when they was in the wilderness, they still wasn't keeping the commandments of God. They still weren't doing what God called them to do. See, when you're in the wilderness, you still got to be obedient to the voice of God. You cannot let the situations that you're going through overtake you being obedient to what he called you to do. Hallelujah. Because all of it is about a test. He said to humble you. Hallelujah. So you can humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. So in due time, he will exalt you. See, some people don't want to humble themselves. They just want to be in a high position. But we need to know that we need to be humble under him so he can exalt us. Because if you're not humble, you will go and do something that you're not set forth to do. You will try to be something that you're not called to be. Hallelujah. And once you get up there and you get everything that you want, you will lose everything because what God gives you, you're not going to lose it. And to prove you, when you prove something, you have evidence. And when you go through different situations, you're going through the wilderness, you have evidence. You have evidence of him giving you faith. You have evidence of him being there, of him never leaving you nor forsaking you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he's always there. So when you're in the wilderness, he's giving you the strength to prove to you who he is and who you are in him, to let you know that you are my child, that I am going to be there with you. Yes, a lot of people didn't understand the situation you was going through. A lot of people left you and they walked away, but I'm proving to you that I'm here with you to know what was in your heart. See, when we're going through different situations, when we're in the wilderness, God reveals to us our heart. He reveals the things that's inside of us, and we look at ourselves. And see, that's the main reason why God gave me Mirror Talk and God through the message about having a personal relationship. But Mirror Talk is for us to look at ourselves. Look at ourselves and see where we are far from him. Hallelujah. Say, so you will know what is in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. Hallelujah. Because when you're in his heart, when your heart is submitted to him, because that's just like when they talk about the sower of the seeds. The sower of the seeds is a representation of the word of God being sown into your heart. And the first one that was on the stony ground, them was the ones that they received it in their heart, but the devil snatched it right out their heart. And that's when you go through situations where you receive it with joy, you believe in God, but then something come up, you let the devil take the victory from you. You let the devil in the situations that come about overpower what God said he was going to do. If he's the creator of heaven and earth, that means he's going to make everything come to manifestation when it's supposed to come into manifestation. Rather, you will keep his commandments. So you got to do what he tell you to do no matter what. Or no. And it say, and he humbled you and allowed you to hunger. Hallelujah. So he allowed you to hunger. Hallelujah. But one thing we need to understand, when Jesus was talking to his disciples and they was talking about the manna and they were saying Moses gave them the manna from heaven, and Jesus say, I'm the true manna from heaven. See, when he's talking about hunger, when you hunger, you want something. It's different from being hungry and hunger. Hunger is when you are to the point where you like, I'm going to die if I don't eat. I'm going to die. But the purpose is he wants us to die of ourselves and be more alive in him. So he hunger us. He hunger that when you go through the wilderness, you want through different situations, you're steady dying. You're steady not taking thought of what you need. You keep making your thoughts be in obedience to Christ Jesus. You're doing all your work unto him so your thoughts shall be established. So he allowed you to humble. He humbled you and allowed you to hunger. Hallelujah. For you to cry cry out, because when you really hungry, you crying out. When you really hungry, when you look at kids that's hungry and they have an ape on them, time, you see their bones. You see, it's just flesh, like it's over bones. Hallelujah. And it's like you don't even see them no more. And that's how God wants us to be. He wants us to be where it's no longer us, but it's all who he created. Be who he created before Adam and Eve even sinned. When we were sinless and we were not anyone, and we just walked out in what he called us to be, because God's thoughts is higher than ours and his ways is higher than ours. So he want way more. See, we think we want a lot, but God will get way more for us. It's a lot of people that walk out of faith and it's like, wow, I'm glad that I walked in God's will. I'm glad that I trusted him, because I didn't even think about me even having this, me even having the capacity to have this. Hallelujah. But God knew what you had the capacity to have. So he wanted you to die to yourself and no longer be here, no longer worry about what you want, but you only want his will. And you're steady seeking him, and you're meditating on his word, and you're steady calling out to him. And that's why I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful. Fed you with manna, and say he fed you with manna, which you knew not. And when you go to John's, and we're going to go to John's, and John's, this is when Jesus is talking to them about the manna, and he's telling them about the manna because they was talking about what Moses gave them. Hallelujah. See, sometimes when people don't understand, they always talking about what somebody else gave you. Hallelujah. Anything that I give you, that I release out of my mouth, it ain't nothing I gave you. It's what God gave you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just a vessel that he used to proclaim and speak his word. I can't take no credit for nothing that my Father do, because it's all glory and honor go to him, because without him, I'm nothing. Without him giving me the comprehension to understand his word, I wouldn't understand it, because when I first started reading the word, I used to look at it like it don't make no sense until he started giving me revelation and understanding for me to be able to teach and do all the things that he called me to do. Hallelujah. When we go to John's chapter 6, and I'm going to start at verse number 31, it say, our father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say to you, Moses gave you not bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. He was letting them know, y'all didn't, when God just said this to them in Deuteronomy, he said, I gave you manna, which you knew not of. He was giving them Jesus. He was giving them the true bread from heaven, the manna. He was letting them know what it was by telling them to listen to his commandment. He was telling them to search. He was doing it, had them in a wilderness to search their hearts, to know what the truth was, because that's how we have a relationship with God. Because it said when you come to him, you have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and Savior and believe in your heart. You cannot walk on faith if you don't believe what you confessing. I cannot walk in faith if I'm not believing it. I can say I'm walking in faith, but if I don't believe it, I'm not going to take no action to what I said I'm walking in faith in. When you believe what you believe in, you're going to step out in faith and make it come into manifestation, because now you're walking in God's will, and he's going to perform all the things. Like we talked about in Jeremiah, when he told Jeremiah, when Jeremiah said, I'm a child, I can't speak. He said, I'm going to put my words in your mouth, and I'm going to do everything to do to perform it. When you perform something, you take action. So he said, the words that I put in your mouth to speak, because he told him to say whatever I tell you to say. So the words that he put in his mouth to speak, he was performing it. He was putting action to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's the same thing that God is doing with us. Whatever God called you to do, you have to believe that he is. It say with faith, he say without faith it's impossible to believe, but please God, because you got to believe that he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He keeps saying believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus said that we are to do the greater works, he said, if you believe on me, if you believe that I'm the one that's going to supply all your needs, greater works can you do. The only way we can do greater works is we believe. This is about a belief thing. Faith, you got to have faith, because it's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is stepping out there doing what you don't see, but you know God put in your spirit, but you don't see it physically. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people are afraid to step out on faith because they don't actually see the thing manifested. But if you believe in it, God say you got the victory, you got to walk out, because he's doing some things in your life, and he's showing people that he's performing the word that he put in your mouth for you to do. Then said they to him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And Jesus said to him, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes in me shall never thirst. Now, Jesus said, he that comes to me shall never hunger. When we were just in Deuteronomy, God said, and he humbled you and allowed you to hunger, because he said he allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not of. He fed you with Jesus. He said, whoever comes to me shall never hunger again. Hallelujah. God said he did that to the children of Israel to humble them so they can know what was in their hearts, because he wants people to have in their hearts the truth of who Jesus our Lord is. Hallelujah. He wants them to know him personally. See, all of us know Jesus differently, and it's okay, because it's about a personal relationship. The way I understand and comprehend him, you don't have to understand and comprehend him the same way, but you have to understand and comprehend him how he released it for you, because it says we are held accountable for every word that we say. So if Jesus said to Jeremiah, I put the words in your mouth and you speak what I call you to say, he held accountable to release the words that he put in him to say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you are held accountable for what he put in your mouth for you to say. Hallelujah. That's the understanding he wants you to have. So many people want to be so deep and feel like they got to have all this schooling and all this. The Holy Spirit is the best teacher. I get revelation that other people don't get. People get revelation that I don't get. And if they got something I don't got, I'll be like, thank you, God, for letting me hear your voice through them so I can apply this. And now I'm about to go back and search what they said to see what you're saying to me, because you told them a little bit to release to me, but now I want to go back and get some more understanding. That's what I want you to do. Anybody that listens to me, whatever I say, you go back and you ask God to give you deeper revelation and deeper understanding so he can show you what he's doing in your life so you can go deeper. And what he's saying, he say, neither did your father know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of the Lord does man live. Now he was letting you know, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Now we have to understand, when Jesus was tempted by the devil, and that's in Matthew 4, Jesus, the devil said to him, because Jesus was hungry. He was hungry because he came and he had fasted for 40 days. He didn't eat or drink for 40 days, so he was hungry. And the devil said, if you are the Son of God, turn this rock into bread. Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. The devil wanted him to use his power to something that he didn't have to use it for, because Jesus knew, my Father is going to supply my needs. When it's saying Matthew 6, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to do, because your Father will provide for you. He will take care of you. Jesus knew this. The devil was trying to offer him something that he had more of. He had authority over everything. The devil only had so much authority, so he was trying to get him to be disobedient to God, to stop the will of God manifesting in his life. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Because he know what proceeds out the mouth of God is what meant to do. That's why all the healings and all the deliverance that Jesus did was meant to happen. Jesus, you didn't hear about him doing a lot of different things, but he touched all the people that God told him to touch. And he did all the things that he called him to do. And that let us know, if we're doing greater works, we're supposed to touch the people that we're supposed to touch. We're supposed to do what he called us to do. And Jesus said, the spirit of truth, it says nothing of itself, but everything that he hears. This relationship is about what you hear. It says, those who have ears, let them hear what the spirit says to the church. It's about what we're hearing, what God is releasing to us and through us, what he is trying to say and what he is doing. So you only move on the word that proceeds out of his mouth. It say his raiment waxed not old upon, neither did the foot swell these 40 years. So he said, your raiment, your clothes did not go bad, neither did your feet swell these 40 years. So he say, the clothes that you have, that your shoes and all that, did not go over all these 40 years, because God provided. He made sure all of it was taken care of. If you just sit back and think, it's been times that you ain't have nothing, but you still have something. If you looked at it like, I remember I heard this one pastor preach, and it really just opened up my eyes. She like, a lot of people say they ain't got no food, but they got food in the refrigerator, just that they ain't got no microwave food. And I had just said earlier that day, I ain't got no food. I had food, but I didn't have no quick food. I had stuff that I actually had to unthaw and cook. And it is so amazing how people would not look at what you actually have. And that's why God put on my spirit, what did you learn today? Because we look at so much of what we think we don't have, or what it looked like we don't have, but we really have what we need. If you learn something today, God have increased in your life. And that's how you need to know that he's always increasing. He plants some, water, and God make the increase. So if you learn something today, God have planted stuff in you through people and watered stuff in you through people, and he finally gave you the increase for you to comprehend and understand to go to the next level inside of him. So stop beating yourself up and thinking you don't understand nothing, or you're not going where you need to go, or stuff is not happening as quick as you want it to go. See, I want to go through the process. I don't want to go through stuff too fast. I want to embrace the process, so when I really get to where God is taking me to, and I'm somewhere now, but when I get deeper in what he's revealing to me, already revealed to me in the spirit, I really want to be able to do and be obedient to what he called me to do. You shall also consider in your heart that as man has chastised his son, so the Lord God chastised you. He's saying just like a father, a natural father, chastised their children, they correct their children, they teach their children, they train up their children. That's just like our heavenly father does. A father chastises and corrects their children because they love them. They teach them because they love them. They are there for them because they love them. And he said that's just what the heavenly father does. He's there. He corrects you. He allows you to go through the wilderness. He allows you to go through different things because sometimes you just got to bump your head. How many times have you been younger and your parents tell you not to do something? Like, I've been there. I wasn't born today. And you be like, whatever. I ain't listening to what you said. And then as soon as you do it, be like, you know what? They was right. But see, they try to correct you, but you had to go through. And that's just like with God. God will reveal to us something to do. And we'll be like, no, that's going to take too long. I ain't about to do that. God tell you go do something, and you don't do it, and then you bump your head, and he still send you another way and teach you another lesson. He just bring a lesson out of it. So it say he chastised you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. So he said you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to fear him. So when you walk in his ways, because we know his ways and his thoughts is higher than ours. Hallelujah. So when he say trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lead not unto thy own understanding. You're not figuring out, you're not trying to figure out everything. And all your ways acknowledge him. You're acknowledging him in everything. You're seeking him in everything. He will direct your path and all your ways. So he wants you to die all the ways. The way is how you do something, how you come about bringing something to pass. So he says, the Lord your God, walk in his ways. It says in Galatians that the Spirit of God, if we live in the Spirit, we shall also walk in the Spirit. It says we are his temple. He lives in us and he also walks in us. So if he lives in us and walks in us, he guides us in his ways. Hallelujah. So when we walk in his ways, it's nothing wrong with being different. It's nothing wrong with people not understanding you and comprehending you. A lot of people don't understand me, but it's okay. People have not understood me all my life, so now I'm just okay with accepting that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Always been different, but that's a part of being original. For the Lord your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks and water, and of foundations and depths that spring out of the valley to hills, the land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranate and lands of olive oils and honey, and land wherein you shall eat bread without saccharines. You shall not lack anything in it, and a land whose stones are iron, and out of the whole hills you may dig bread. He said you shall not lack anything. He's telling you all the different things, and it's a whole bunch of different representations of all that, but for time, we're not going to go back to that, but you read that and you pray and you meditate that on your personal time. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. He said, when you have eaten and are full, bless the Lord God for the good land he has given you. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes which he commanded you this day. So he say, beware that when you have eaten full, when you have gotten full, you remember to bless him. When God start blessing you, really releasing a lot of different things that he has for you, remember to bless him and thank him. Hallelujah. And don't forget about him. Don't forget about keeping his commandments, being obedient to him, and doing what he called you to do. Because one thing we need to understand is that if we're walking out his will and his purpose, we always got to be listening to know where we need to go and what we need to do. That's when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses and dwelt therein. And when your herds or your flock multiply, your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, and there was no water, who brought you forth, who forth water out of the rock of the flint. So he's saying, so when everything that you get start multiplying, he said, when your money multiply, when your herd multiply, when you get goody houses and you start getting things, and don't forget him, don't lift up your heart, hallelujah, because this is all about a heart thing. It's saying when we understand our heart, that's when we get the things 30, 60, and 100 fold. So he said, don't forget who brought you out of the house of bondage, because just like you was brought out of the house of bondage, if you lift up, you can go back into the house of bondage. Because one thing, when Moses was talking to his father-in-law, and his father-in-law told him to bring other people up under him to help him out, he said to him, the Lord has delivered the children of Israel out of the hands of the Egyptians and from under the hands of the Egyptians. And he told Moses, the Lord delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hands of Pharaoh. See, Moses was in the hands of the Egyptians and in the hands of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was the captain, the one that ran everything. But the children of Israel was in the hands of the Egyptians. That was the culture, the mindset, and all the different things. And they was also under it. See, when you are under something, Jesus said, every knee shall bow, that our enemies shall be under our feet. Hallelujah. We're never supposed to be under our enemies' feet. They should be up under us. Hallelujah. So when you forget about where you come from, because the enemy be quick to get in your mind and make you think that you the one that got everything that you got, and it's really not you. It's God that gave you the strength to do it, and he was the one that was there for you and guided and directed you and gave you the mind. He said, and brought forth water out of the rock of the flint. And we know that when they didn't have water, he told Moses to hit the rock and water came out of it. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, and he might humble you, and that you might prove you, and to do good at your later end. At your latter end. So he said that he did that. The father, he said, your fathers knew not, that he might humble you, and that he might prove you. He want to prove to you, hallelujah, to do good at your latter end. At the end of everything, you will be able to do good. And you say in your heart, my power and might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. He said, you say in your heart that your power, your might have gotten you this wealth. But he said, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth. And it is he that established his covenant, which he swore to your father as it is this day. Establish me to set up an organization, a system, a set of rules on a firm or permanent basis. He said, he is the one that gives you the power to get wealth, to establish what it is. It's hallelujah. It's not your power. It's his power. Hallelujah. And when you're getting the wealth and getting all the things that he said was for you in his power, you will be able to keep it and you will be able to hold on to it and you will not lose it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall be, if you do all the, and forget not the Lord your God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations with the Lord destroyed before your face, you shall perish, because you might not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. So he's letting you know, if you don't walk in what he's telling you to do, if you don't continue to walk his commandments and listen to his voice, you shall perish, because you're going to go back to the enemy's team. You're going to allow the enemy to guide and direct you. Hallelujah. Because if you're not listening to one voice, you listen to the enemy's voice. Hallelujah. If either one is guiding and directing you. So he said, if you don't go listen to his voice, you shall surely perish. And when you perish, you're dying. You're losing off everything. You don't let the things of this world and the things that the world has to offer you get you to walk away from what God is saying to you and what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So know this is about a heart thing, that he's humbling us and He fed us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. I thank you guys for joining me on God's Rooted Message tonight. I pray you receive the word of the Lord. I pray you go deeper inside of him. I pray you go back and read Deuteronomy 8. Hallelujah. And continue to read and study and Know that he's there. Don't be ashamed or think that you're too young or anything. You have to realize whatever age you come to him, you're a child. And say, train up a child in the way it shall go, so when they get older, will not depart. And he will train you up. He will let the Holy Spirit train you up and take you to where you need to go. And he will put the words in your mouth. So trust what God is doing. Trust the process. Don't try to rush it. And learn every day. And if you learn today, go to sleep and say, thank you, Lord, for teaching me something today. And don't focus on what you didn't get, what you thought you were supposed to get, but embrace what you did get today. And go on into tomorrow and be thankful for everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so amazing. He is so good. And he will always be there. Join me tomorrow. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray even harder. Hug, love, my love.